Now, we find Jesus said, "Make the man sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And I would call your attention to that 5,000 men, plus women and children. And I think you could put a woman and one child with each man, and we'd come up with a reasonable estimate. And what you have there would be about 15,000. Now, the Lord Jesus is going to feed the crowd. He's going to feed this multitude. And here is something that is, I think, interesting now to note. You have 15,000 people, and that's a liability any time if you've got to feed them. And the only assets that you have are 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and also the 200 denarii, between $32 and $40. Now, that's the only assets you have and liabilities of 15,000 people to feed. May I say, friends, many a committee would have handed in the report and said, "There's nothing we can do about it." And again, the committees, someone has called a committee a group of people who individually can do nothing, but together they can decide nothing can be done. Our committee is a group of people who take down minutes and waste hours. And so here's the committee's report. We have $32 to $40. We have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Well, we got 15,000 people to feed, and we're not any farther along. But you see, what you need in this equation, and here is what I call this the mathematics of a miracle, you need Jesus. And when you have him here, if you have the 5 loaves plus 2 fishes plus Jesus, you've got something, friends. And without him, why, you don't have anything at all. Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." And then they sat down. And someone has called attention to this. Mark emphasizes this part of it. They sat down in companies, we're told. And that is, each group of people that had come from a certain section wore a robe of a certain color, and they all sat down together. Everything our Lord did was done decently and in order. And each little group was color, and on the background was green. Have you ever seen an old-fashioned quilt? I'm of the opinion if you could have been on the hill on the other side from where these people were sitting down, you'd have seen something that had been quite beautiful, by the way. It would have been very orderly because our Lord was doing it. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. We're told that when they were all filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. Now this is very important to see. I went to a liberal college, and I never shall forget how the professor explained this miracle away. What he said was that the disciples ahead of time had gathered together these loaves and fishes and had stored them up in a cave, and that the Lord Jesus just backed up to that cave, and then the disciples sort of slipped them out under his arm of a flowing robe, and it was sort of like hocus pocus, acracadabra, and he passed them out, you see. The only thing that's wrong with that explanation is it just won't work. That's the only thing in the world wrong with it. And you'd have to have more faith to believe that than to believe it just like it is, my friend. May I say to you, to begin with, where in the world would you find a bakery in that area that could cook up that many loaves? And where in the world would you get that many fish for this particular occasion at this time? And we have no record that Andrew and Peter went fishing. This is utterly preposterous and ridiculous, as you can see. Explanation is that a miracle is performed here. And when you put Jesus in this and add him to the side of the assets, why, you have more than enough. In fact, you have 12 baskets of fragments. And that doesn't mean they were scraps. I used to think that a fellow would bite on a sandwich and he'd see a bigger one and he'd put that one down, he'd bitten on, reach over and get the new sandwich, and that the fragments were these that had just been left over, that had been partially eaten. That's not true. That means that there were 12 baskets of sandwiches that wasn't even touched, my friend. And you know what that means? That means that crowd got all they wanted to eat. And people in that land and in that day went hungry. There were many people in the crowd there that day that for the first time in their lives had their tummies filled. You see, when the Lord Jesus does it, he does a good job of it. Now, will you notice verse 14? Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world." You see, they're following him because he's a miracle worker. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And I think to get through that crowd, again, you have a miracle. In fact, I'm almost sure that you'd have to have a miracle for him to get free from the crowd. And the reason that he got free from them, they wanted to make him a king. Well, someone says, isn't he a king? Yes. Didn't he come as a king? Yes. But that's not the route. He's coming to kingship. Friends, it's not a full stomach. It is an obedient heart. And those are the ones he'll rule over. Now, they're going to have a full stomach. I tell you, they'll want nothing. But that's not the route that he comes to kingship.